I don't think it was easier than expected. We knew exactly what the Maritons were going to do because they've probably players all over the place. But I think we just we battled hard. We kept them to kind of limited kind of shots, and they were shooting under pressure. And I thought from 1 to 15 we battled hard. We worked as a team, and in the end, we just got the result we deserved, I think.
Yeah, great application right from the first whistle, Ronan, and building up that early lead obviously gave you the ideal platform.
That's it. Like, I know we kept them scoreless for most of the first half, and it was great to see the defenders in midfield working so hard, especially when I'm in the forwards, just waiting for the ball to come in. But from 1 to 15, the lads worked their socks off, and we have another big game next week, you know.
8 points of lead at half time. How difficult is it to keep the momentum going and keep the focus right then when you know that you have such a big lead?
We just had to forget about that. We did, you know, we had to just say it's starting from scratch again, and we wanted to win the second half. I think we might have just about won the second half there, but it was a lot tighter, and the Maritons came out fighting, and lucky enough we held on. It wasn't pretty for 10 or 15 minutes, and that's something we're going to have to work on for next week.
Yeah, they had a bit of a patch in that second half. JP Rooney scores, keeping them, well, I wouldn't say keeping them in it, but it gave them, I suppose, a glimmer of hope.
That's it, yeah, they kept on chipping away. We were giving away some sloppy frees, and with a player like JP, he'll put them over all day, and that was the difference between the first half and the second half, because we weren't giving them scoreable frees. The second half we did, like I said, we just have to push on, forget about those, we have to work on those mistakes and build on what we did right for next week.
It takes a little bit of the pressure off, but the job not yet done.
Well, that's it. I know we got a nice score difference, and it's nice going into a lead, but you just don't know what way these two next games are going to go. Like, we could lose to Dreadnoughts next week, and the Maritons could hammer the Dreadnoughts, and then we could be sitting bottom of the table. So it's at the end of the day, we have to look at it as another knockout game. We're not in the quarterfinals yet. No way, we're not going to be thinking like that. So we've a big game ahead next week, and the Maritons are one of the top teams. They've got the finals year after year after year, and that's the level we're striving for, and we're trying to get there, you know.
But I mean, you must be, at the same time, in the back of your minds, you must be really aiming for those knockouts. It's a team, it's a progressive enough club, a lot of young fellas coming through. You reached the Shieland Cup final early in the season, so that's what you have to be aiming for. Try to aim as high as you can.
Exactly. It's a long time since this club got to a senior final, and we're competing consistently at that level. We've got good balance this year, I feel. We've the young and the old, and hopefully this year it can gel. We're just going to have to take it one game at a time.